Dear Bastard. Episode 3, The Hen and Chickens. Dana samples the delights of Old England, with disastrous consequences.
Hey neighbors, I hope everyone is fine and dandy. I'm due to go into Crackenthorpe tomorrow for a lute concert in the Minster, and would love some tips for things to see and do while I'm there. Hashtag do it for the gram! The concert takes place at 6 p.m. It's only an hour in case anyone wants to come with me, but I will have the afternoon to explore. So any recommendations for cream teas or other such things that you Brits love would be really neat. Thank you and God bless. Dana. Church emoji, musical notes, Union Jack emoji, cup of tea emoji, smiley face, winky face.
Hello my friends, are you well? I am so well. Thank you Dana for the kind invitation, but I cannot attend the concert as it clashes with my Tuesday night paper tearing wellness and de-stressing workshop, Rip and Release. It takes place, though, in Crackenthorpe Technical College, so I know the town well. I can recommend Tilly's Tea Shop on the High Street if you want an authentic English afternoon tea experience. And there are also some fantastic gemstones and beads in the Himalayan salt lamps to be found in the third eye across the street. It looks rather sinister from the outside, yes, but it's all part of the charm. Enjoy your time in the beautiful old town and especially tonight's music. Remember, as a wise man once said, music is moonlight in the gloomy night of life. Soothing words, indeed. Warm salutations, Rolene. P.S. I have spoken to Mr. Gupta, who has informed me that the cost of the repairs to the electrical circuits in the hallway after your mishap with the American adapter will be added to your rent. However, you should also need to contribute to the cost of the paint and the works to conceal the scorch marks. Please pay at your earliest convenience.
Hi Dana. I will also skip the concert. Church and music and churchy music aren't really my thing. Crackenthorpe has some good shops though. There's a brand new shopping centre in the middle of the town with lots of chains that you won't find in the US, so you should check that out. I'm actually headed in to pick up some new speakers from a flat screen TV. So if you need a lift, let me know. I should be headed in about 2 p.m. Cheers, Robbie.
Dana, do enjoy the glorious interior of Crackenthorpe Minster, one of England's most underrated churches. I must heartily recommend their gift shop. It has some lovely local crafts. And if Tabitha is on the till when you're there, tell her a hello from me. I'm afraid I do have to contradict Raleen on the matter of Tilly's tea shop. It's rather twee for my liking. But more to the point, Tilly, not her real name, I should add, is notorious for deliberately shortchanging her customers and playing fast and loose with health and safety. Rumour has it that she sometimes uses the curds from gone-off milk to bulk up her clotted cream when she runs short. Frankly, you'd be better off at Café Nero, and that's saying something in my book. If you don't mind the incongruity of an Italian coffee and biscotti, there's a branch to be found on St. Mary's Mead Street, which also has a lot of typical English half-timbered housing. Best wishes, Jill. P.S. Alas, I too shall miss the concert, as I have a crucial committee meeting at the local tennis club for which I've been preparing for days. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Dana. I would also recommend the interior of Crackenthorpe Minster and Tabitha's gift shop. But if you do venture down Victualler Alley, you'll find a nice music shop called Go Pluck Yourself, where you might be able to find those lute strings we spoke about in the garden. I myself will be headed into Crackenthorpe as well that evening to attend a regional barster meeting, which convenes from 6 p.m. in the Hen and Chickens pub near the bus station. You'd be very welcome to come by and sample a selection of real ales, plus some old English-style mead. which is this month's guest tipple of choice. Most appropriate for your interests, if admittedly an acquired taste. Yours sincerely, Barry F. P.S. Robbie, any chance I could also get a lift in? The buses are very infrequent and expensive, and I can kill some time practicing my brass rubbing in the Minster Cloister. I'm two cavaliers short of a dozen.
Hi everyone. Just to let you know that another potential buyer is coming to view the property tomorrow. Her name is Moira Grit. She's a divorcee looking for a two-bedroom property here in town so she can be near her grandchildren. Flat 3 fits her price range and meets her requirements. I hope she meets yours. I will be staying elsewhere overnight, so could I please ask that there are no repeats of the earlier incidents and that we leave the common area nice and tidy. To be clear, stay inside your flats between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Cheers, Robbie, XOX. P.S. Barry, happy to give you a lift if you meet me at the bottom of the stairs at 2 p.m. sharp.
Hi, Barry. I will also be going to the BASTA meeting, which I believe is being referred to as a meet-up. Nigel's idea of a joke, I suppose. Robbie, I don't need a lift, as I will be getting the bus in. I don't know why you're complaining that they're expensive, Barry. Surely you have a free bus pass at your age. Cheers. Trevor. P.S. Dana, do not be fooled by the half-timbered houses. Crackenthorpe is, for the most part, a dump. Most of the shops are overpriced or run by people who'd rob you blind as soon as they look at you. Given it's a Tuesday, you might try the market behind the cathedral for a hot chocolate or a honeycomb candle or something. Most of the traders come from other towns, so you should be okay. But keep your wits about you.
Everyone, I am trying to compose this email as quickly as I can before I write something I come to regret. Please can somebody explain to me what happened in this house overnight? I brought Mrs. Grit to the property this morning. She was very impressed with the location and the appearance of the house from the outside, and the hallway looked to be in decent shape for once. But about halfway up the stairs, we both detected a familiar, sickly, sweet smell and realised we were standing in a puddle of vomit, some of which appeared to have oozed down the wall. I tried to explain to her that this is not a regular event in the house, but she was not impressed. I don't think she noticed that the plant pot on the landing was stuffed full of what looked like chicken bones, but she had clearly made up her mind already. I now have to go and tell Mr. Gupta and my bosses that yet again the neighbours have repelled someone who could have been an ideal buyer, this time in disgusting circumstances. Unimpressed and frankly appalled, Robbie.
Good morning, dear neighbours. As somebody who takes pride in never having been drunk, I need to explain to you what happened in the hallway. I think something I drank at the meetup in the pub must have been past its expiration date. I haven't pieced together the chain of events perfectly, but I somehow made my way back here and felt pretty sick. All I know is when I woke up, I could not find my shoes, and underneath my pillow, there was a gross, greasy box from someplace called Favorite Chicken? Neighbors, I am extremely worried that there is a bad batch of mead going around that could kill someone with a weaker immune system. I think I should call the local public health department and let them know what's going on before someone gets botulism or something. Do any of you have their number? Dana. Sad face emoji. Barfing emoji. Chicken emoji. Chicken leg emoji. Side eye emoji. Thinking face emoji.
Dana. Sorry to hear you're having a rough morning. I wonder if you could specify which of the 7 pints of mead you drank last night was poisoned. Just because it bears an association with Oldie England, as you call it, doesn't mean the stuff isn't going to get you tanked. I would also like to tell you how you lost your shoes. About 6 pints in, you decided to give the room of middle-aged men a rendition of "Happy birthday, a la Marilyn Monroe," standing on a table in the corner, throwing beer mats and your shoes into the audience. My friend Nigel, whose birthday it was, didn't find it much of a tribute being whacked in the head with a size 5 ballet pump. Thanks to your performance and the sheer number of glasses you smashed as you careened around the place, Basta has now been banned from the Hen and Chickens, the only half-decent pub in the area that would still agree to host us. Also, while we were trying to get you home, you wouldn't shut up about fried chicken and wandered off with Nigel's equally rat-assed wife Carmen in the direction of the high street, saying you would make your own way home together. From what Nigel tells me, she only got home this morning and won't tell him what you two got up to. Based on the sounds I heard in the hallway before I went to bed, I'd say you managed to get the last bus back from Crackenthorpe at 10 p.m. And Robbie, yes, I imagine those are chicken bones jammed into the soil halfway up the stairs. There was also one or two pushed through my letterbox. Cheers, Trevor.
Hey neighbors, thank you for your insights. I have reported my tainted drink to the health department, and they have advised me to lodge an online complaint with as much information as possible about where the mead came from. So Trevor and Barry, if either of you can remember which kind of mead I drank, that would be great. I've also let them know I visited that chicken restaurant in case it was the food there that made me throw up. So they say they'll be sending someone over there. This would never happen at a McDonald's. I've never vomited after a night out before, so something's definitely not right. I have booked a cleaning company to come and wipe down the stairwell and the hallway, so the smell and the chunks on the wall will be gone pretty soon. Rolene, how do I pay for this out of the common fund? Thank you, and God bless. Dana, smiley face, chicken leg emoji, unwell face emoji, thumbs up, lady detective emoji, smiley face.
Hello, Dana. I hope you are well. I am well enough. I'll not beat around the bush. The common fund is there for common expenses, not to pay back an individual resident of 17 Chekhov Gardens for damage they caused in the common area. As you were the person who desecrated the hallway with your vomit and animal carcasses, you are responsible for paying to have it returned to its beautiful original state. I am sorry to hear of your misadventure with the mead, but we are not paying for the consequences. Also, could you tell me the name of the firm you are using? Salutations, Rolene.
Hi, everyone. I have miraculously managed to persuade Mrs. Grit to come back for another look at the apartment this evening, perhaps against her better judgment. Dana, this means you have another chance to get it right. How long is it going to take to repair the damage from your episode? When do the cleaners arrive? And do you have something we can spray or burn to take the edge off the smell? Rolene, surely you have a joss stick or candle we can use? Robbie.
Hola, Roberto. Just kidding. Hey, Robbie. I've cleaned up in the apartment, and I'm burning some sage in the bedroom to get rid of the chicken fumes. Hope it does the job. Rolene, the cleaning company is called Fenelon Wet Dry Vac. They should be here in about an hour. Yay! Dana. House emoji, fire emoji, herb emoji, smiley face.
Polite notice. Dear fellow residents, CC Mr. Gupta, regarding odor elimination strategy and efforts, I have cancelled the cleaner, who, as many of you will have gathered, was in fact my stepbrother trading under yet another brand name. Having spoken to Dana, I understand that she is currently running low on funds, having had to pay for a rewiring job and paint job in the hallway. I also feel partly responsible, as I myself bought 4 of those 7 pints of mead she drank. Therefore, as a courtesy and favour, I have taken it upon myself to try and restore the tiles to their usual immaculate condition. I have also been to the new branch of the White Company in Crackenthorpe and purchased an assortment of scented candles, all of which are now burning in harmony on the hallway table. Hopefully, Robbie's viewing will be a success and we can put this incident behind us. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenelon.
All. CC Daphne Fairclough, Mr. Gupta. This type of incident is beneath the dignity of our common home and not something we should have to accept. Raleen is correct. It is not incumbent upon us to clean up after somebody else's mess or for that expense to come out of our pocket. And I should also add, please make sure this American does not further exploit Barry's well-meaning offers of help. She caused this disaster, so she alone must make amends. Mr. Gupta, any cleaning charges should come out of flat three's costs. Please bill your tenant appropriately. Regards, Jill. P.S. Raleen, whilst we're on the subject of responsible residents, I'd like to put on record a complaint about your cat, who seems to have rolled in the vomit in the hallway and is now traipsing it all around the place. I don't like cats myself and will have no qualms about throwing yours off my balcony into the lawn if I see it dragging its vile paws across my windowsill.
Jill, are you well? I am perfectly well. I would like to point out that my cat has a name, Roxette, which you have known for several months now. Please do not hoy her out of any windows, however low to the ground they might be. The saying that cats have nine lives is a nonsensical folk myth, and I will not hesitate to send you a vet bill if she is injured in any way. Furthermore, if Roxette is in the common area, she most likely got in when a certain somebody left the door on the latch, as they generally do when they go into the garden to attack our poor flowers with their kitchen scissors. I should also mention that Roxette has not been spayed, and the vomit rolling behaviour to which you allude may indicate that she will soon be in heat. Our neighbour Mrs. Bench has a tomcat named Stuart, and by the look of him he is a horny bastard who will show no mercy on Roxette when the time is ripe. I do not need a litter of kittens on my hands, which presently are filled with various ceramics. So if you see Roxette inside the common area again, please call or text me. You have had my number for several years now. Remember, as the great Francis Bacon wrote, nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed. Words to reflect upon. Salutations, Raleen.
Raleen, it is the height of irresponsibility to leave your cat unspayed in this day and age. If you do not want a pregnant pet on your hands, then it is incumbent upon you as an owner to make sure that she has been fixed. It is not the responsibility of the people who live in this property to provide contraceptive services for your animal. So get her tubes tied pronto and do not let her out of your flat. Best wishes, Jill.
Hi, Jill. Right. As a vegan, yes, I do slip up on occasion. Nobody's perfect, but nonetheless, as a vegan, I do not think that medically intervening in the reproductive freedoms of the animal kingdom is ethical or responsible, and I will therefore not be having my cat spayed. And please, do not bother offering yet again to pay for the procedure yourself. Regards, Raleen.
Barry, you pillock. When you attempted to clean up the vomit in the hallway, you left the floor sopping wet without putting up a sign. You also seem to have just pushed the vomit around rather than absorbing it with the mop. When I came out to get my post, I slid across the floor like Jane Torvill and cracked my big toe on the corner of the banister. I've been down to the emergency clinic and I have broken my metatarsal in three places, and the toenail, infuriatingly, is in shards. I'm going to be hobbling around on crutches and possibly in a wheelchair for the next couple of weeks whilst I wait for an appointment to have my foot fixed. Meanwhile, thanks to your incompetent cleaning and bizarre array of candles, the hallway and my living room stink to high heaven of vomit, sandalwood, and peaches. Can someone open a window? Cheers. Trevor.
Dana, why were you talking to the police on our front steps when I arrived with Mrs. Grit?
Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Ouse was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.